Good afternoon and welcome to Fruit of Thy Spirit Radio here on the Royal Kingdoms Podcast. It's Sunday, July the 23rd, 2023. This marks our 61st episode, Praise the Living God. Hello and thank you for joining us today. We have had a long break, tending to many family events, but also attending and participating in the mini feast of our Lord. We are here today to bring to you a hopeful message of our Lord Yeshua HaMashiach. I hope you listen again to our last release of episode 53 as it reflected on Psalm 78, a very important reminder to God's people of how our God is forgiving yet solid in His righteousness. Today we look at remaining faithful in our Lord God. Thanks to GospelRiver.com for Praise My Soul, the King of Heaven. Sister Noelia, and I will join you today on this 61st podcast. We thank you for joining us as we celebrate our 61st podcast and present a faithful journey home. All praises and glory to our King of Kings and Lord of Lords, Yeshua HaMashiach. Our God is mighty, merciful, and patient, and is waiting still for His to return to Him. He is the one true God, the one Lord of Lords, and the one King of Kings. In Yeshua HaMashiach, all things are possible. Hallelujah. If this is your first time joining us, thank you for joining and listening in. I am Sister Noelia, and I will present to you today a faithful journey home. Thank you for listening in, and please consider these messages of our Lord Yeshua as they can assist your life. We want to express that we do this podcast for the love of God. We will never ask for a donation because we want the integrity of the Lord's message to always remain pure. We would like to thank our music support by GospelRiver.com as well as some of the independent artists who have contributed to our programs. You can find us here on the Royal Kingdoms Podcast right here on Podbean, on iHeartRadio, Listen Notes in LA, and Player FM. Please download and share it. Also encourage others to join to listen to these messages. Once again, thank you for joining us and sharing in the good news of the great hope of our living King Yeshua. We must never forget our God reigns. He is alive, lives, and is an everlasting. Hallelujah. Today and every day, we are here marks a blessed reminder of why we have an opportunity to seek and find our Lord and Savior, Christ the King, Yeshua HaMashiach. Thanks to GospelRiver.com for mighty love. Praise God. All glory be to God. Let's begin with our Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And please help us not to fall into temptations or transgressions, but deliver us from all evil. For thy is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We are here today to deliver a faithful journey home. In today's climate, I am not referring to the weather. I'm speaking of where the hearts of men are. First, a woman is very worried about the climate temperature because it has damaged her car. She compared many instances of greater temperatures in the region and adjacent regions, noting that each event was hotter. It led me to reflect on the promises of God in the days of Abraham, where his people stayed in tents, surrounded by dry conditions, although they remained close in communication with God and made it through many days in the desert. Another young woman reflected on how our generation is impatient and expects everything to happen in an instant and takes no responsibility for their instant gratification. In both opinions lies a vital conception that the world is an unfriendly place, a hostile place to dwell, where people are growing colder. Today, I will focus on how faithfulness is key to surviving the extremes of conditions where we can overcome these experiences with our faith intact. I believe faith and faithfulness have become overridden with the outlook of being successful in the world of politics, industry, and world trends. All of these examples are a cold reminder that our God does not live there. Sometimes in a hectic world, and the hustle and bustle, we have to step back and look at our future to see how the path we are on, whether it's built on a solid path that stands on the rock of our King Yeshua. Many times we can get distracted in our progress, which can frustrate or hold us back. Right now, there are distractions 24/7. In one moment, we lose our breath, and before we can take another breath, the enemy is throwing plots against us again. If you take one little corner block of your street and look to the shenanigans occurring on that place, I believe it could be astonishing. For example, I have found drunken teens partying in the square. They seem so cautious because they hide their drinks in the trees and plants in the square. Surely they know it's wrong to publicly drink. The other day, we had to break up what seemed to be a bullying, but the seemingly victim was the instigator, who was slandering and causing several guys three times his size to react. Fortunately, he got freed as we arrived and questioned the slugging. Sometimes we have to call out wrongdoings, and it's there where we place all our faith on the line, and where God shows us he never disappoints. We are in the middle of the summer right now, and here in the summer is where the enemy sets a tone for disappointments, where the long days of summer seemed as if ongoing partying, the vacationing, the laziness due to the heat. On one hand, these things may seem harmless in themselves. However, they are all extensions of fleshly desires. They seem to be the norm on the land, but in the kingdom of heaven, it is rebelliousness because they center around worldly things and not center around God Almighty. The Holy Word of God assists us in connecting to focus on Him. It provides everyday protection for many different situations in life. The Holy Spirit, given through redemption, by God Almighty is a guide to help us on our walk of faith. He will guide us in the right direction. The Lord will show us what to do through the Holy Spirit. He will convict us when we are going the wrong way, and He will show us things in our lives that are holding us back. We can also pray to the Holy Spirit for help, peace, and comfort in times of trouble. We may be in the world, but we should not follow the desires of the world. Allow your journey to glorify God. In John 14:16, I will ask the Father to give you another helper to be with you always. And Romans 8:26. At the same time, the Spirit also helps us in our weakness because we do not know how long to pray for what we need. But the Spirit intercedes along with our groans that cannot be expressed in words. In Peter 1:18-21, your life is a journey. You must travel with a deep consciousness of God. It costs God plenty to get you out of that dead-end, empty-headed life you grew up in. He paid with Christ's sacred blood, you know. He died like an unblemished sacrificial lamb. And this was no afterthought, even though it has only lately, at the end of the ages, become public knowledge. God always knew He was going to do this for you. It's because of this sacrificial Messiah who God then raised from the dead and glorified that you trust God, that you know you have a future in God. Hallelujah. Trust in the Lord on your long journey. In Proverbs 3:5-6, trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not rely on your own understanding. Acknowledge Him in all your ways and He will make your path straight. In Jeremiah 17:7, blessed is the man that trusted the Lord and whose hope is the Lord. God will work in your life to mold you in the image of Christ Yeshua. What you are going through may help you change. Well, sometimes things don't seem so small. It depends on what happens on a daily basis. Recently, I was overwhelmed with many tasks and troubles. The Holy Spirit guided me to consider breaking up the task by days and into smaller solutions. In other words, you may have a list of 10 items, but look to tackle the main ones that are urgent in attending for that day. And then, day by day, you will see them all resolved and ended. In Proverbs 16:3, commit to the Lord whatever you do, and He will establish your plan. In John 4:34, Yeshua said to them, my food is to do the will of Him who sent me and to accomplish His work. So our journey and our daily work in Christ, we look to our King Yeshua to help us overcome life's obstacles, but we must be firm and serious about our path, especially this summer. I've seen people push themselves to enjoy food, travel, entertainment, etc., thinking that's life. The Lord God is nowhere in their plans. In Timothy 1:6-12, fight the good fight of faith. Take hold of the eternal life to which you were called and about which you were made the good confession in the presence of many witnesses. Sometimes we get tired, and believe me, the devil is counting on wearing us out. But it is here that we must stand firm and remember to confess our sins, repent our transgressions, and avoid evil and its strategies that encourage us to sin. You cannot walk the path of faith without prayer. In Luke 18:1, Yeshua told His disciples a parable about their need to pray all the time and never give up. In Ephesians 6:18, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all preservedness and supplication for all saints. The Psalms 27:14, wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thy heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Hallelujah. Many times we make petitions to the Lord, but do we wait on the answer? What if we act without waiting on God's answer? Sometimes we are impatient and act without listening to God. This event can be dangerous and disastrous and cause a lot of grief. It also can be a teaching moment where we can learn the true power of God by waiting on God. Faith is our surrender to God and how powerful our Almighty God is. Faith is knowing that God is with you even in the thick of battle. Faith has many dimensions. In Hebrews 11:1, now faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. What God has revealed in his word becomes our inner reality today. Rather, looking at life with our earthly eyes, faith sees through the lens of God's promises. Apostle Paul said in 6, therefore, we are always confident knowing whilst we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord. In 7, for we walk by faith, not by sight. And in 8, we are confident, I say, and willing rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. And 9, we said, wherefore we labor, that, whether present or absent, we may be accepted of him. Faith does not put trust in people, our bank accounts, daily news, or doctor's report. We do not look at troubles we can see now. Rather, we fix our gaze on things that cannot be seen. For the things we see now will soon be gone, but the things we cannot see will last forever. Corinthians 2:14-18. We will look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. When the world seems to be falling apart, our faith stands secure on the rock-solid, trustworthy promises of God and his word. Hallelujah. This is a faithful journey to Almighty God. It can be difficult at times. Many people who don't understand you will reject you. But if you stand firm, our Lord and Savior, King Yeshua, will support you. There have been many saints that came before us who made it through by God's grace and mercy. It's like learning to drive a car. Only the conductor is Yeshua. And as you hold onto the steering wheel, he steadily guides the way. As a learned student, you must remember to stick to your trust in him and do not stop where you shouldn't stop. I hope this helps to reiterate that you are not alone and that God is in control through Yeshua HaMashiach. We're going to pray two different prayers today, one for strength and one that activates your covenant in God. By now, you are a follower of Yeshua and saved. However, if you need a prayer of repentance, please turn to your Bible to Psalm 51:1-18 and repent. Today's prayers are to support us as we continue to receive God's grace and guidance. Father in heaven, I stand before you today in your omnipotent presence to ask that you grant me strength. I want you to give me strength to power through all of the task today, whether little or big. It is by your will that I live, O Lord. And I know it is also by your will I will not go weak today. I will not go lazy, nor will I fail to do all the things set before me, because you strengthen me. Thank you, Lord Yeshua, for your everlasting love and presence. In Yeshua HaMashiach's holy name, I pray. Amen. Now let's pray this prayer to activate God's covenant. Prayers that activate God's covenant in your life. I am a saint of God. I am a child of God. I will be faithful to the covenant through the blood of Yeshua HaMashiach. Lord, you keep covenant and mercy with those who love you and keep your commandments, as stated in Exodus 20. Lord, you bless those who obey your voice and keep your covenant. Lord, let your blessings come upon me and overtake me, in Deuteronomy 28:2. Shalom, prosperity, and peace are mine, through King Yeshua HaMashiach's name. Amen. I hope this episode 61 has been a blessing today. Please look for us in our next podcast. May God find you seeking His face daily. We would like to thank GospelRiver.com for manna. We would like to thank you for listening to our 61st podcast. Thank you for joining us on the Royal Kingdom podcast. You can find us on iHeartRadio, Listen Notes LA, Player FM, and right here on our very own Royal Kingdom podcast on Podbean. Feel free to download it and share with your friends and your family. Once again, thanks for joining us, and we look for you in our next podcast. Have a blessed day. In Yeshua HaMashiach's name, amen. Been listening to Fruit of Thy Spirit Radio right here on the Royal Kingdoms podcast. Thanks for listening.